Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 16, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about LSE stakeholder Royal London Asset Management backs Refinitiv deal over HKEX takeover. Trustly, ECOMMPAY to deliver online banking payments to merchants. UK FinTech Prepay Solutions gets Belgium e-money license. Ethiopian Airlines to add WeChat Pay, KNET as payment methods. Wirecard, UnionPay to expand global partnership. NPCI reduces merchant discount rates for debit cards. PepsiCo's loyalty program offers cash back via PayPal, Venmo. CFPB and state regulators launch U.S. consumer network for fintech. Startups, instant payments could put $280 billion in global payments revenue at risk for banks. U.S. government chooses partners for payroll updates. Deutsche Bank opens Access India portal for foreign portfolio investors. DBS Hong Kong and Hong Yip team on property management payments. LendingCart co-founder and COO steps down. Plot thickens as FBI probes alleged MyPayroll HR fraud. MVB Financial acquires Chartwell Compliance. Wirecard and UnionPay sign Mo. Sampath Bank opens branch in a kiosk. Corporates challenged by digitization beyond vendor payments. Treasury Spring raises 2 million. How SMB fintech elevates, not negates, the need for humans. China's Bank of Communication signs for CPP card loss reporting service. Now let's get started. LSE stakeholder Royal London Asset Management backs Refinitiv deal over HKEX takeover. Commenting on the London Stock Exchange Group's LSE rejection of Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearings KHEX 32BN takeover bid, Mike Fox, head of sustainable investments at RLAM, said, "We are supportive of management in preferring the Refinitiv transaction over the proposal from HKEX. The risk of the HKEX deal not completing, and a high level of shares in the consideration offered, do not compensate for the lost potential of a combination between London Stock Exchange Group and Refinitiv." RLAM holds 3.3 meters shares, 250 meters value, 0.95% of the company. Trustly, ECOMMPAY to deliver online banking payments to merchants. ECOMMPAY has partnered with Trustly to expand its online payment offering and strengthen its position in the European market. The partnership will allow consumers who shop with ECOMMPAY's merchants to make online transactions directly from their bank account. By integrating Trustly's online banking payments, ECOMMPAY helps its merchants receive payments from consumers by bank transfer and get a real-time confirmation when the payment is finalized. Moreover, merchants can benefit from Trustly's refund process. UK FinTech Prepay Solutions gets Belgium e-money license. UK-based Prepay Solutions (PPS) was given an e-money license by the National Bank of Belgium (NBB) and has opened an office in Brussels. With its new license, the digital banking and paytech company will be able to continue working with its EU clients whatever the aftermath of UK Brexit negotiations. Its PPS EU base in Brussels will support PPS e-money, payment and MasterCard issuing services in the European Economic Area (EEA). The 19-year-old company serves more than 200 clients across 30 countries. Ethiopian Airlines to add WeChat Pay, KNET as payment methods. Ethiopian Airlines has announced that it plans to expand its payment method offerings by partnering with Cellpoint Digital to introduce WeChat Pay and KNET. In 2018, the airline first integrated Cellpoint's Velocity payment platform, a mobile-first payment strategy, in its mobile app. Now, Ethiopian Airlines hopes that by introducing WeChat Pay and KNET it will reach the international travel market. According to the airline, WeChat Pay and KNET will be supported by CellPoint Digital's payment platform, which is built specifically for the travel industry. Moreover, Velocity allows airlines and travel companies to activate new forms of payment within a matter of weeks. Wirecard, UnionPay to expand global partnership. Wirecard has signed an MOU with UnionPay to support UnionPay's international expansion and Wirecard's growth in China and with Chinese businesses. The cooperation will focus on expanding the global acceptance of UnionPay as a digital payment method across all channels. In addition, the partnership will launch a number of issuing projects, including corporate solutions such as payout products and SCP, supplier and commission payments, and digital wallets for incoming tourists to China. The initial stage of the partnership will focus on launching additional projects in APAC, Europe and the US. Point of sale and issuing solutions will merge with the existing online payment business. Additionally, a consumer solution for the upcoming 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing is being planned. NPCI reduces merchant discount rates for debit cards. National Payments Corporation of India has announced the reduction of the merchant discount rates, MDR, the fees paid by merchants to banks. According to the Economic Times of India, MDR has been revised to 0.60% for transaction above 2,000 Indian rupees with a maximum cap of 150 Indian rupees per transaction. Currently, this is capped at 0.90% for transaction above 2,000 Indian rupees with higher cap of 1,000 Indian rupees per transaction. The new MDR rates will come into effect from the 20th of October 2019. Moreover, the card-based QR transactions, Bharat QR, MDR also has been reduced to 0.50% with a maximum cap of 150 Indian rupees per transaction, applicable on all debit cards being processed across point of sale, POS, devices, e-com and Bharat QR. PepsiCo's loyalty program offers cash back via PayPal, Venmo. PepsiCo has launched its first cashback loyalty program, which offers cash back via PayPal or Venmo. PepCoin lets mobile customers scan codes under bottle caps and on snack bags with their smartphone cameras to earn back 10% of the purchase prices. Members need to earn at least $2 before the cash is automatically transferred to their accounts with Venmo or PayPal. The codes can only be scanned once, and snack and beverage pairings must be scanned within 48 hours of each other. To join the program, customers have to create an account at the pepcoin.com website. By working with PayPal and its mobile payment platform Venmo, PepsiCo can reach younger consumers familiar with mobile payments. According to Billtrust, 79% of Generation Zers use person-to-person payments at least once a month, compared with 75% of millennials and 69% of Gen Xers. CFPB and state regulators launch U.S. Consumer Network for FinTech. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, and various state regulators have announced the launch of the American Consumer Financial Innovation Network, ACFIN. This will coordinate federal and state regulators in a bid to encourage financial innovation. The ACFIN is made up of federal and state officials, as well as consumer market regulators. Every state regulator was invited to join, but the initial group of members will be the Attorneys General of Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Indiana, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah. The network is intended to enhance shared objectives such as competition, consumer access, and financial inclusion, says the CFPB. It will also benefit the U.S. economy by promoting regulatory certainty for financial innovators. By keeping up with advances in the fintech space, CFPB says it can free companies from fraud, discrimination, and deceptive practices. The network's members agree to a charter which strives to facilitate this greater competition, consumer access, or financial inclusion in markets offering financial products and services. The innovation has to take place in the U.S. and none of the ACFIN charter will be used to preempt state law. CFPB finished other innovation policies this month, including the No Action Letter (NAL) policy, Trial Disclosure policy and Sandbox policy. Startups, instant payments could put $280 billion in global payments revenue at risk for banks. As more startups penetrate the $1.5 trillion global payments market with free services, banks could lose as much as $280 billion in revenue by 2025, according to an Accenture report and press release circulated on Monday, September 16. Financial institutions currently control the international payments sector anticipated to reach $2 trillion globally by 2025, but startups will continue to crowd the market, taking 15% of banks' revenues, Accenture said in the report. Rather than being at the forefront of the new wave of the booming payments market, banks are feeling the heat from new competition and seeing their margins squeezed, said Gareth Wilson, head of Accenture's global payments team. We face an inevitable world of instant, invisible and free payments, which spells trouble for banks that don't want to be relegated to the plumbing of payments. The Banking Pulse survey, Two Ways to Win, was based on a revenue risk analysis quantifying shifts in both consumer and merchant behavior as well as new technology and changing regulations. In addition to Accenture's research, 240 bank executives across 22 countries were surveyed about their plans to capitalize on digital disruption. The digital boom will mean banks have to fundamentally change the way they think about their revenue composition, said Alan McIntyre, who leads Accenture's banking practice. Channels that once made the banks billions of dollars will cease to exist. Free transactions are expected to put 8% of payments revenue at risk, according to the report. In addition, instant payments and app-based virtual wallets will jeopardize 3.9% of bank revenues. Card displacement is projected to risk another 2.7% of payment revenues. Traditional financial institutions will have to find alternative ways to innovate as digital disruption plays out across a host of industries and corporate treasury functions become more global and complex. Improved APIs, the increase of mobile payments, improved onboarding technology and cloud computing all play a role as more businesses deal directly and more often with individual consumers. U.S. government chooses partners for payroll updates. The U.S. government is updating its payroll systems and has picked payroll partners to support the modernization process. In an announcement on Thursday, September 12, the U.S. General Services Administration, GSA, revealed that Carahsoft Technology Corporation and Grant Thornton have been chosen for multimillion-dollar task orders. The partnerships are part of the government's new pay blanket purchase agreement, which was developed to modernize the government's payroll systems itself, an initiative that is part of the broader 2019 management agenda. The GSA noted that new pay aims to overhaul existing legacy payroll systems to improve efficiency and security using software as a service. The government will collaborate with payroll service providers and SaaS vendors, it noted. Today's new pay task orders are an important step in modernizing our federal payroll system as we move forward in providing quality shared services, GSA Administrator Emily Murphy said in a statement. We look forward to working with the Carahsoft and Grant Thornton teams as they provide SaaS solutions to ensure constant innovation and security in our payroll services. According to the GSA, the federal government is one of the nation's largest payrolls, with more than 2.2 million civilian employees under its umbrella. The task orders initiate Carahsoft and Grant Thornton to develop two different payroll solutions for the government. The Carahsoft team, which will include collaboration from IMIX Technology and Deloitte Consulting, will offer Kronos and SAP tools. Grant Thornton's team will include the Arcanum Group and CGI Federal, which have proposed an Infor payroll solution, the GSA said. Reports first emerged of the government's payroll modernization plans in February, with officials revealing a $20 million upgrade plan that would unify government agencies' payroll operations, allowing different departments to use a single, cloud-hosted solution maintained out of Kansas City, Missouri. As the last proposal accepted in 2018, the board believes the new pay proposal is a critical step forward to transform an antiquated technical and operational process, said Federal Chief Information Officer Suzette Kent in a statement at the time. Deutsche Bank opens Access India portal for foreign portfolio investors. Deutsche Bank today announced the launch of Access India, an interactive web-based solution for clients, which aims to introduce automated digital market entry to expedite licensing for foreign portfolio investors, FPIs. Access India is a comprehensive solution designed to help foreign investors, such as asset managers and insurance companies, and other such investors who need to set up new investment vehicles in India. Key intermediaries such as global custodians will also benefit from Access India by gaining process efficiencies in the FPI licensing process, associated with documentation, due diligence and workflow management. Watch this short video. Sriram Krishnan, Head of Securities Services, India at Deutsche Bank, said, "We are delighted to launch Access India and contribute in not only addressing the pain points of our clients, but also in making digital market entry possible. As a leading custodian in India, Deutsche Bank has fittingly taken the lead in the digitalization of pre-investment compliance for FPIs around licensing and account setups. In addition to providing guidance to a prospective institutional investor with respect to completing all prescribed documentation, Access India also helps in completing the applicable KYC requirements, thus paving the way for an end-to-end single-window entry to the Indian securities market." During the pilot phase, Access India was used for live FPI applications by a few foreign institutions, which included Bank Pictet, a leading private bank from Switzerland, as well as several other large clients. Mr. G.V. Nageshwara Rao, MD and CEO, National Securities Depository Limited, NSDL, said, "Common application forms (CAF) for permanent account numbers (PAN) and FPI registration would be an efficient option for FPIs to complete the registration process in a shorter duration." NSDL is currently integrating its systems with the Income Tax Department for online PAN issuance based on CAF. NSDL already monitors various limits in respect of FPI and sectoral caps and disseminates comprehensive data on FPI investment in India. It is heartening to note that Deutsche Bank has launched the Access India portal, which may seamlessly integrate with the NSDL portal to make it a great experience for FPIs. DBS Hong Kong and Hong Yip team on property management payments. Countless checks are used in Hong Kong every month, burdening individuals and corporates with long processing time, reconciliation work and creating paper waste. DBS Bank (HK) Limited and Hong Yip Service Company Limited have partnered to revolutionize the property management industry with a pioneering digital mobile solution for the fast and convenient payment of fees anytime and anywhere. DBS Bank is the first bank in the world to hold three of the most prestigious global Best Bank honors at the same time, and Hong Yip Service Company Limited is one of Hong Kong's leading specialists in property and facilities management, both of whom are committed to provide joyful customer experience through digital innovations. Leveraging DBS Application Programming Interface Solution, Ideal Rapid, and the real-time payment functionality of Hong Kong's Faster Payment System, FPS, Hong Yip's mobile app allows tenants to pay their property management fees instantly with a simple click, and eliminate the need to manually handle checks. This means faster turnaround time for collections, improves efficiency, and enables auto-reconciliation. Hong Yip has a proven track record of more than 50 years, and is a wholly owned subsidiary of Sun Hung Kai Properties, one of the largest Hong Kong property developers. The mobile solution will pioneer to adopt at Victoria Harbour, currently managed by Hong Yip's affiliated company Royal Elite Company Limited, and is expected to roll out to other properties under the management of Hong Yip in order to enhance the customer experience. Ideal Rapid can also be extended to other services available on the app, such as booking clubhouse facilities, merchandise sale and more. Alex Chung, Managing Director and Head of Institutional Banking Group of DBS Hong Kong, said, "We are proud and excited to support Hong Yip with DBS cutting-edge solution, Ideal Rapid, and FPS. Through new and innovative technologies, we are transforming how people access financial services, and helping to set new benchmarks for quality service with joyful and seamless customer experiences." Alkin Kwong, Chief Executive of Hong Yip Service Company Limited, said, "We always put customers first and are thrilled to offer FPS to our customers through the support of DBS Hong Kong. We consistently uphold our core value of serving customers with heart in offering comprehensive and advanced customer services to our residents. DBS introduced Ideal Rapid to Hong Kong in August 2018, to enable corporate clients to make use of instant banking services on their digital platforms. LendingCart co-founder and COO steps down. Mukul Sachin, the co-founder and chief operating officer, COO, of India-based alternative small business lender LendingCart, is stepping down from the post. Your Story reports said Friday, September 13, that Sachin confirmed plans to leave the company he helped found, and will go on to focus on investment management. Reports said he plans to remain involved in LendingCart as a mentor and consultant, however. Sachin co-founded LendingCart in 2014 alongside Harshvardhan Lunia, who serves as the firm's CEO. Mukul and I started LendingCart in 2014 with a vision to financially enable the growing ecosystem of MSMEs, micro, small and medium-sized businesses, in India, Lunia said in a statement. He has contributed immensely to the company's growth and helped us expand our reach to the remotest parts of our country. After spending close to 6 years in the company and being a pillar of strength for all of us, Mukul has decided to step down from his role as chief operating officer. He will now be exploring his interests in investment management but will continue to be an active mentor and consultant for the group, dividing his time equally. He added that he and the board have thanked Sachin for his time and support with the company. Last month, LendingCart announced a $30 million Series D funding round led by existing backers Fullerton Financial Holdings, Bertelsmann India Investments and India Quotient. Micro and small businesses represent a vibrant yet underserved segment of the India economy, Lunia said in a statement in at the time. The support of all of our customers, investors and employees is empowering us to build the leading financial services platform for this segment. Only days later, the company announced an additional $2.95 million raised from Systema Asia Fund, which boosted the company's total funding to date to $146 million, reports said at the time. Plot thickens as FBI probes alleged MyPayroll HR fraud. So now, the investigation deepens and broadens, with payroll fraud under the microscope. News came at the end of the week that the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating the allegations swirling around MyPayroll HR, which abruptly shut down earlier in the month and where the allegations center on whether the company diverted millions of dollars into its coffers that should have gone to employees. As reported by NBC News, the investigations were confirmed, separately, by spokespeople for the FBI's Albany, New York office and the Labor Department. The investigations are the latest wrinkles in a story that continues to develop after several employees' small businesses said they did not get paid. Direct deposit company Cachet Financial Services, which handles direct deposit transactions, said that $26 million was diverted to MyPayroll HR accounts. In one example reported by the news site said that thousands of employees at Shafran Realty Group, based in California, were alerted that bank accounts were drained of the amounts of their paychecks overall. 4,000 companies that used MyPayroll HR were affected by the actions of MyPayroll HR, according to reports. In terms of mechanics, at the beginning of the month, MyPayroll HR submitted what were termed usual data files for employee compensation and where funds would have been placed in a cachet account for disbursement. However, this time around, according to the reports, codes were changed to divert funds to an account controlled by MyPayroll HR. Cachet General Counsel Wendy Slavkin told the site that direct deposits had been initiated to pay the companies that used MyPayroll HR for payroll services. The funds were not available, the MyPayroll HR account frozen, and in the meantime, Cachet has been working with banks to cover employee paychecks until monies can be recovered from the shuttered firm or from Pioneer Bank, which had the account that was controlled by MyPayroll HR, she told the site. It's basically Cachet's money used to pay thousands of employees across the country, Slavkin said. Pioneer Bank, in turn, has pointed to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission this week that referenced $19 million in deposit activity that could be linked to potentially fraudulent activity. As noted earlier in the year, security research firm Agari, efforts are ramping up wherein criminals look to divert payrolls in various scams, especially tied to senior executives. As reported in this space, the funds are being siphoned off in attacks that mislead human resource (HR) professionals. Aghari said the payroll diversion scams are on the rise and are gaining traction as a result of social engineering. Unlike traditional business email compromise (BEC) attacks, which are starting to raise red flags with financial institutions, payroll diversion attacks eliminate the interaction with banks because it is a direct deposit instead of a wire transfer, said Crane Hasseld, senior director of threat research at the firm in January. In another high-profile incidence of payroll fraud, this past July, Cleveland-based KeyCorp disclosed a massive instance of fraud that could potentially cost $90 million. Regulatory filings and reports stated that the customer involved in the scam is Interlogic Outsourcing, which processes payrolls and is based in Elkhart, Indiana. The bank filed a suit against the company on July 9, claiming that Interlogic fraudulently initiated wire transfers and that Interlogic CEO Najib Khan knew there weren't sufficient funds to cover the transfers. MVB Financial acquires Chartwell Compliance. MVB Financial Corp., MVB, MVB Financial, NASDAQ, MVBF, the holding company for MVB Bank, Inc., announced today Chartwell Compliance has joined the MVB family through its acquisition as a wholly owned subsidiary of MVB Bank. The move further reinforces MVB's 3.0 strategy of seeking blue ocean opportunities and differentiates MVB's expanding fintech vertical with its commitment to regulatory and compliance excellence. Headquartered in Bethesda, Maryland, Chartwell Compliance provides integrated regulatory compliance, state licensing, financial crimes prevention and enterprise risk management services that include consulting, outsourcing, testing and training solutions. It is one of the world's leading specialist firms in state and federal compliance and market entry facilitation for firms entering into or expanding in North America, serving many of the most high-profile providers of the fintech industry, such as commercial bill pay solution providers, cryptocurrency and blockchain innovators, publicly traded online marketplaces, money services businesses, venture capital firms, fintech banks, third-party payments processors and financial accounting software providers. Chartwell Compliance will retain its name and mission. Daniel Weiss, founder, will remain as president and CEO of Chartwell. Chartwell's 20 professionals from money services businesses, payments processors and state and federal financial regulation will continue to serve their clients across the nation and beyond with immediate plans to grow and expand services. Chartwell Compliance consistently provides world-class compliance consulting and has formed a specialty niche serving hundreds of clients in the fintech industry, which aligns with MVB as the preferred bank for fintech companies. With our shared vision of the future of financial services, respect for compliance, regulation, safety and soundness and belief in doing the right things, MVB Bank and Chartwell Compliance are a perfect fit as trusted partners. With this synergy, our relationship will bring new blue ocean opportunities for both MVB and Chartwell, said Larry F. Mazza, President and CEO, MVB Financial Corp. Additionally, with Chartwell we have turned a traditional banking cost center into a profit center that will benefit MVB, our clients and our shareholders. As a standalone subsidiary of MVB Bank, Inc., Chartwell Compliance will expand its services to both fintech clients and bank. Chartwell will coordinate with MVB Bank's current compliance officers and be charged to help create and implement strategy and provide expert compliance resources to aid MVB in carrying out stringent and faster new client due diligence. Chartwell also will conduct enhanced monitoring and testing of clients. Through this win-win acquisition, MVB Bank and its clients get a fully baked compliance solution and one of the world's best-known fintech compliance houses, while Chartwell Compliance and its clients get a mature financial institution specialized in fintech, said Daniel Weiss, President and CEO, Chartwell Compliance. With this new phase of our Chartwell Compliance lifecycle, we gain both for ourselves and for MVB Bank an instant, hard-to-replicate edge over competitors, an extraordinary new client for us and resource for our clients in the form of MVB Bank, connections to new fintech clients and opportunities for upward mobility on a personal level for our professionals. It is as if we have fulfilled our long-sought goal of one day having our own fintech bank, without having to go through the legwork of forming and capitalizing one. Squires Patton Boggs, U.S. LLP provided legal representation to MVB. Tomlinson Advisory Group advised Chartwell compliance. Wirecard and UnionPay sign MOU. Wirecard, the global innovation leader for digital financial technology, has signed an MOU with UnionPay, the world's largest card scheme, to form a global strategic partnership. The agreement will support UnionPay's ongoing international expansion and Wirecard's growth in China and with Chinese businesses. With over 7.59 billion cards issued under its brand, amounting to 57.6% of the world's payment cards in circulation according to the Nilson report, UnionPay leads the global card scheme market, and is an association for China's banking card industry. The cooperation between Wirecard and UnionPay will focus on expanding the global acceptance of UnionPay as a digital payment method across all channels. In addition, the partnership will also launch a number of issuing projects, including corporate solutions such as payout products and SCP, supplier and commission payments, and consumer-oriented products in the form of digital wallets for incoming tourists to China. As the world's largest card scheme in terms of card issuance, UnionPay will be one of our key alliances in Asia, commented Georg von Waldenfels, EVP Group Business Development at Wirecard. We're excited about the immense potential this partnership creates for both entities, and to deliver innovative solutions for current and future UnionPay cardholders globally. As a major tourist and business destination, China receives hundreds of millions of travelers every year, which means that the scope of our solutions will also address non-Chinese nationals and enable them to pay with UnionPay nationwide. Through our global strategic partnership with Wirecard, we plan to continue driving our international expansion forward, added Larry Wong, Vice President at UnionPay International. We are proud to have an experienced partner in digital financial technology and global payments by our side to provide an even wider range of innovative solutions for UnionPay customers. We look forward to launching our partnership with Wirecard. The initial stage of the partnership will focus on launching additional projects in Asia-Pacific, Europe and the US, where both partners already work together for several years. Especially point-of-sale and issuing solutions will merge with the existing online payment business. Additionally, a consumer solution for the upcoming 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing is being planned to take advantage of the large number of tourists who will visit the country. Sampath Bank opens branch in a kiosk. Sampath Bank PLC and Transaction Systems announced the availability of a branch in a kiosk solution that will enable the bank to provide customers with 24/7 banking services. The solution offers the full range of banking transactions, integrating branch counter, ATM, internet banking and telephone banking, offering a seamless customer experience throughout multiple channels. With more than 30 years of financial services in Sri Lanka, recognized as the best retail and commercial services bank in the country, Sampath Bank PLC, true to its commitment for digital transformation, and aiming to provide exceptional customer satisfaction, has chosen Transaction Systems Remote Teller Station (RTS) solution, a compact kiosk which can be used both as traditional unattended terminal as well as a remote teller. During the first phase of the project, the solution has been primarily installed in a branch in Colombo, capable of performing almost all available branch transactions, making the branch in a kiosk a reality. With its versatile modular design, RTS enables migration of complex counter services and customized financial consulting services to the self-service terminal. Over 99% of counter services are available on RTS, thus it can be utilized for branch transformation or teller-less branch. Thanks to its unique LiveBank platform by Aileron, customers are able to perform almost all of their banking business via real-time video interaction and guidance of remote teller, thus creating a virtual branch with all the features of a physical one. With technological innovation at heart, Sampath Bank has been able to differentiate itself from competition and stand out as the bank of choice for many Sri Lankans, said Ajit Salgado, Group Chief Information Officer, Sampath Bank PLC. With the introduction of the first-ever virtual teller machine in Sri Lanka in collaboration with Transaction Systems and Aileron, the customers of the bank are now empowered to carry out services including accounts opening and card issuance with PIN nomination, by themselves at their convenience. The solution offers the key to improve banking processes and helps to meet the objectives of customer relationship management in retail segments. The successful implementation of the branch in a kiosk concept is a clear evidence of what our technologies can do for financial institutions, said Panagiotis Chakias, Managing Director, Transaction Systems. TRSYS technologies enable for more efficient bank branches, creating enhanced tech-friendly experiences for customers and improved operational efficiencies for the bank. Commenting on the new cooperation, Michael Pappas, Product Director, FinTech Solutions, Transaction Systems, said, "We are very proud of our cooperation with Sampath Bank and Aileron that brought to life the idea of branch in a kiosk and will now be driving the bank's customer experience to a new level. The results have been so far stunning, as, for the first time in Sri Lanka, the bank introduced real-time account opening along with debit card issuing via the remote teller machine, bringing the bank into the forefront of innovative, digital services offering. Moreover, the solution allows Sampath Bank to engage with customers on a 24/7 basis, using dynamic offers and real-time online assistance through video, text chat, click-to-call, and co-browsing functionalities. It is a unique platform with built-in support for the bank's sales and operational processes, including cross-selling, upselling through the presentation of personalized offers and the possibility of problem-free handling of many issues during a single video session, with the option of switching the customer to experts in the requested areas. Corporates challenged by digitization beyond vendor payments. The announcement of MasterCard Track expanding into B2B payments last week represented a significant push for B2B payments modernization by one of the industry's giants and followed Visa's own push in the B2B payments modernization space through the rollout of Visa B2B Connect in June. With some of the biggest names in payments paying greater attention to corporate payments, businesses' financial digitization seems to be accelerating as more service providers offer new, seamless ways to swap out inefficient infrastructure, processes, and tools for modern solutions. The past week has seen several initiatives in both the private and public sector adding fuel to the corporate payments digitization flame, while the latest industry research has also offered promising stats on businesses' path for electronic, automated financial processes. But experts warn that there is still much work to be done, and while there is promising evidence of progress, legacy processes and technologies remain prominent, particularly within smaller businesses. Below, PYMNTS breaks down some of the numbers behind the B2B payments and finance digitization journey. $125 trillion, the value of global B2B payments, and the figure MasterCard pointed to in its announcement of the MasterCard Track business payment service. The solution, which will roll out in 2020, will aim to jumpstart businesses' payments digitization efforts. The business world has accelerated, said MasterCard Executive Vice President of Commercial Products and Innovation James Anderson in a statement last week, but the payments that enable it are stuck in neutral paper checks and manual invoicing need to be scrapped. 30-plus markets now have Visa B2B Connect, with Visa pointing to speed and transparency of commercial payments across borders key goals to modernize corporate transactions, the company said. The solution is built on distributed ledger technology to enable cross-border corporate transactions to settle either same day or next day. 500-plus industry experts are collaborating for the Federal Reserve's Faster Payments Task Force, which helped pave the way for the Fed to announce FedNow, its planned faster payments service for the U.S. announced last month. While the initiative has been met with doubt and controversy, it represents the public sector's own focus on payments modernization, an effort that will not exclude corporate payments from disruption. 80.8% of businesses use checks to pay their invoices, CoreCentric and PYMNTS found in their collaborative payables friction index. Interestingly, satisfaction with paper checks among the 2,570 professionals surveyed is at 51.3%, a figure that shows businesses are mixed in their continued use of paper checks in commercial payments despite an influx of digital alternatives. 42% of professionals surveyed by the Association of Financial Professionals use checks, an all-time low for the AFP's Electronic Payments Survey, a collaboration with J.P. Morgan Chase. Researchers surveyed 379 corporate treasury and financial professionals and found that check use seems to be at an all-time low. However, the report warned that just because check use is on the decline doesn't mean corporates are replacing checks with modern solutions. The majority of cross-border commercial transactions, for example, are made via wire. 2.2 million civilian employees are on the U.S. government's payroll, a statistic the U.S. General Services Administration pointed to when announcing that it chose its partners for its new pay effort, an initiative that includes modernizing and centralizing payroll across federal government agencies. In addition to reflecting, again, the public sector's interest in modernizing financial processes, it also represents how payment modernization can occur beyond supplier payments, and into other areas like payroll. 46% of CFOs and accountants don't track the cost of expense report processing, Certify found in its newest research, adding that the struggle to embrace technology remains a key barrier to effective travel and expense (T&E) management. Again, this points to corporates' opportunities to modernize their financial processes beyond supplier payments. Treasury Spring raises $2 million. Treasury Spring, the London-based financial technology company, today announced the closing of its latest capital raise, securing 2 meters of investment in a round that was led by ETFS Capital, with participation from MMC Ventures and existing investors. The round was more than 3 times oversubscribed, and the company has now raised more than 3.5 meters since its first external capital injection in November 2017. Treasury Spring was voted one of the top 3 fintech startups in Europe at the prestigious Money 2020 conference in June 2019, before publicly launching its digital fixed term fund (FTF) portal in July, following a year of rigorous beta testing. It has already issued more than $600 million of FTFs to clients from multiple sectors. The firm was co-founded in 2016 by long-term business partners Kevin Cook, CEO, Matthew Longhurst, COO, and James Skillen, CTO, to unlock the multi-trillion dollar wholesale money markets by providing new digital pipelines to connect cash-rich firms to institutional borrowers from the sovereign, bank, and corporate sectors. FTFs enable all holders of large cash balances, from corporates to charities, private funds to insurance companies, family offices to private banks and beyond, to reduce and diversify risk on those balances, whilst simultaneously increasing returns. For investment-grade firms seeking financing, Treasury Spring's FTF platform provides flexible, low-cost access to a diverse universe of new short-term funding sources. Proceeds from the financing round will be invested in the development of the platform's core technology and the expansion of Treasury Spring's sales, technology, and operations teams to meet the growing demand for FTFs. Graham Tuckwell, chairman, ETFS Capital, said, "We see many analogies between what Treasury Spring is building in the cash management space and the very successful business that we built over the last 15 years in the exchange-traded products market. They have developed a simple, unique, and powerful way to offer access to a huge, desirable segment of the market that is currently unavailable to most institutions. We are delighted to have this opportunity to invest, as well as to increase our use of the platform." The ETFS Capital team is looking forward to supporting the team with more than just capital as they continue to grow their business. Kevin Cook, co-founder and CEO, Treasury Spring, said, "We are delighted to welcome our new investors ETFS Capital and MMC Ventures. Their capital injections, together with the funds that we have raised from more than 40 senior financial markets professionals over the last 2 years, put us in a really strong position to accelerate our growth by further building our team, our public presence, and our product offering. We are grateful for the financial and non-financial support from all of our investors, and we are excited about what we can achieve with the proceeds of this funding round over the next couple of years." Alex Schmid, managing partner, ESO Capital, added, "We were the first external investor in Treasury Spring because we saw the huge opportunity that Kevin and the team had identified and strongly believed in their ability to deliver on their vision. Over the last 2 years, they have achieved everything that they set out to do and more, so we were very comfortable following on from our initial investment for a second time. As a client of the platform, we have seen firsthand the value that it can bring in reducing the risk and simultaneously increasing the returns that we earn on our surplus cash." How SMB FinTech elevates, not negates, the need for humans. Experts may agree that small business owners have more choice than ever before when it comes to adoption of fintech, thanks in part to a surge in innovation, as well as lowered costs of adoption, but they also warn that just because entrepreneurs can adopt new tools doesn't necessarily mean they are. The continued use of paper checks and Excel spreadsheets epitomize this trend. Despite the influx of accounts payable automation tools, new commercial and virtual card offerings, faster ACH options and automated accounting platforms, checks and spreadsheets continue to be favored tools. Lack of time and money. A small business' most precious resources can often be to blame for an SMB's technological lag. However, according to Don Brolin, CPA, CPE and Executive Vice President of Business Development and Compliance at Out of the Box Technology, there is another, perhaps more ironic factor behind small businesses' struggle to embrace innovative tech: a lack of human services and face-to-face interactions. Technology is here, and has been for a long time, but it can be good, and can be not so good, she told PYMNTS, adding that strategic advisors must be positioned to guide their SMB clients toward the most appropriate tools available. That requires face-to-face interactions, so we can explain why it is important, and why it is an investment in their business, internal controls and protective services. Face-to-face interaction is more important now than ever because of the influx of technology, she added. It's an interesting position considering the fears stoked by the acceleration of automated technology development that some experts said threatened the need for humans at all in many areas of the enterprise, including accounting and bookkeeping. However, the number of options available can be overwhelming, as can the process of implementing those products. If a small business owner lacks the time and resources to become well-versed on the plethora of options out there, their strategic advisors must pick up that slack, Brolin said. Finding a strategy. While there may not be a one-size-fits-all solution, especially when it comes to fintech, Brolin noted that there could be a way to overcome the overwhelming deluge of tools on the market today. By their very nature, businesses in different industries will need different technologies. A retail company will require a point-of-sale POS solution, while a service provider like accountancy firms or IT consulting will need a cloud-based, integrated platform to accept payment. A small business that manages a fleet of drivers will need a mobile-friendly fleet management and payment solution, a tool that would be entirely unnecessary for a single-person enterprise providing web designing services, for instance. Brolin explained that is, however, a core group of solutions that every small business needs: accounting software that enables a professional to easily access documents and data, a payment-agnostic receipt capture tool, and automated accounts receivable and accounts payable solutions are just some examples that she said from which all SMBs could benefit. From there, business owners can expand into industry-specific solutions to augment what they have. However, she noted, they must also ensure that those solutions can not only be integrated, but accessed from mobile devices, and that's often where business owners can trip up when they go it alone in their digital transformation journeys. Fighting against fraud. To make small businesses' technology adoption hurdles even taller, Brolin warned of the growing risk of fraud, a threat for which small businesses must always be watching. Fraud, said Brolin, is one of the biggest challenges for small business advisors today. She pointed to the report to the Nation's Report, published annually by the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, which pointed to occupational fraud as the most significant fraud risk for both SMBs and corporates, while tax fraud similarly ranks high. However, asset misappropriation is a massive problem for smaller firms, she said, with corruption, billing fraud, check and payment tampering, fraudulent expense reimbursements, payroll fraud, and fraud related to dealing in cash, like cash skimming, massive headaches for small companies that are in the early stages of their digital transformation journeys. Software, she said, can be essential to combat many of these risks, especially when it comes to tax evasion, billing fraud or payment tampering, and the fact that these nefarious activities continue to plague small businesses with such intensity could be a reflection of those businesses' struggle to embrace technology. Software is not, of course, a catch-all solution to the risk of fraud. Shifting away from cash and manual expense reports can lower the risk of employees stealing funds. However, payroll redirect fraud, invoice fraud, and other risks can still be perpetrated by bad actors from within the organization. Even so, Brolin said that it is paramount that organizations can adopt technologies and platforms that can eliminate much of the fraud risk SMBs face today, and it's yet another reason Brolin said the human touch is essential to businesses' digitization and technological adoption efforts. As trusted advisors, we are not delivering the message to our clients that technology solutions can reduce or even eliminate these fraud issues for small businesses, she said. China's Bank of Communications signs for CPP card loss reporting service. CPP Group PLC, the partner-focused, global product and services company specializing in the financial services and insurance markets, has partnered with the fifth-largest bank in China, Bank of Communications, BOCOM, to provide its online loss reporting service. At the end of 2018, the number of BOCOM's registered mobile banking customers reached 74 million. The loss reporting service will be available to BOCOM banking customers via its app, My Danba, the second most popular banking app in China, which currently has over 40 million monthly active users. The service means that BOCOM customers will have access to 24/7 online assistance in the event of their card going missing. This deal comes after the success CPP reported in its recent half-year financial results, which announced that revenue had already exceeded 60 million in 2019. Partnerships between CPP's insurtech company, Blink, and one of Canada's largest insurers, Manulife, and the recent acquisition of business and domestic insurance services will also be instrumental in delivering the business continued growth. Jason Walsh, CEO at CPP Group, said, China is a very important market for CPP and the partnership with BOCOM is a clear reflection of our ambitious growth plans in this area. In our recent half-year financial results announcement, we were pleased to report that revenue in China has grown by 84% compared to the same period last year. This impressive growth shows the significant market opportunity available to CPP, with the team in China playing a significant role in us realizing this potential. The CPP service guarantees customer safety when it comes to their banking cards by offering an instant response via dedicated its customer service team, so that all cards can be instantly frozen once a loss has been reported. It also includes overseas emergency travel assistance to provide transport tickets and hotel fees to ensure unhindered travel. Bank card theft and loss protection is provided to protect customers from financial losses. BOCOM has a global presence with 2,800 branches that are located in major cities, including New York and Sydney. It's currently ranked at 150 on the Fortune 500 list and has issued a total of 70 million credit cards, with 10 million of these released in 2018 alone. Spencer Young, Product Development Senior Manager at BOCOM, said, "Ensuring our customers have sufficient protection when it comes to their cards is really important to us. The service that CPP is providing will enable us to deliver additional, valuable services to our customers. One of our main business aims is to use our banking app to attract new customers, as well as encouraging current credit card customers to use us for our other financial services. We believe that CPP's services will help give us an edge and show how we place our customers' financial safety at the top of our priority list." Wilson Chan, CEO at CPP China, said, "In the first 6 weeks of our partnership with BOCOM, we have already generated over 30,000 new customers. This indicates the success the product is seeing and also how important this type of service is to consumers in China. Our expert team is working closely with our business partners to continue offering services to meet the demand of the market." Jason Walsh added, "Our business partners benefit from our end-to-end capability and this is something that we're able to offer in all the markets that we operate. It's this, along with our impressive network of third-party organizations, which really allows us to offer flexible and revenue-driving services for our business partners." CPP China already provides its loss reporting service to Ping An Bank, Shanghai Pudong Development Bank, China Guangfa Bank and JD.com. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.